Feels good, doesn't it? Wow. What a presence of the Lord that's here this morning. Are you glad you're in church this morning on the first Sunday of the new year? Amen, amen. You may be seated. Well, God bless you today. Happy New Year. It's good to see you here this morning for worship. I see some new faces, and if it's your first time here, or maybe you haven't filled out a guest card, there's one close by you, or you can go on our website to RincanChurchOfGod.com, bring that up on your smartphone, go to guest information VIP page, it'll bring up a box, and you can fill it out probably quicker on your phone than you could write it out. But we're glad that you're here this morning with us today for this first Sunday of the new year. Glad to see almost everybody home today. You know, as we go through the Christmas holidays and the new year, we're all traveling and gone, and it's glad to see a full house here this morning. So thank you to everyone who's just done a tremendous job leading us in worship today. Man, I can't wish for anything more than this. Man, we're here, and the Lord's ready to speak to us. But what an unusual week it's been in South Georgia. Okay, so let's follow what's happened this week. January 1st, the Georgia Bulldogs put themselves in a position to be in the national championship game tomorrow night. Okay, that alone should say, okay, whoa, what's happening in 2018? But I say, go Dogs. Let's pull them through tomorrow night. Let's get it done so we don't have to hear about it anymore, all right? Let's get it done. It's been 36 years. Get her done tomorrow night, Dogs, all right? I'll be pulling. I was pulling hard the other night. Tressa's like, you're not a Georgia fan. I said, well, I'm pulling tonight, man. I'm pulling tonight. Then on Wednesday, what was that? My goodness. Wednesday, we get this unbelievable snow, and that's all the teachers and the students who were clapping. Because they still ain't been back to school. And the bus drivers and the admins, the worst news of the day, y'all, you got to go back to school tomorrow, okay? I'm sorry, it's eventually going to happen. And then on top of that, we've had such cold weather that, you know, what is it, 4 or 5 days since the snow, it's still here. So, you know, enjoy it for the next few hours, because tomorrow it'll be gone, it sounds like. So we're heading, there's some clapping there from a man who needs to work outside, right? So we're heading into 2018, right? Here we are. We're already here. And I just want to say how excited I am about this year and what I believe God has for us. But before we take that step, I just spent some time thinking about the Lord's blessings upon our church in 2017. And I hope you got a letter from me this week. If you did not, please let me know so that we can make sure we get you on the mailing list. But man, what a year last year was. I began to think about the amazing ways that God blessed us last year. I believe we saw growth in every area of ministry, not just numerically, but there's so many ways to measure growth besides numbers, but just an incredible amount of growth in our church all across the board that's beautiful and wonderful to look at. I think about just the ways that we begin to reach out and do things out of the box and creative ways to reach our community that we've not done before that we did last year. And certainly you all made a very huge moment in the life of our church very smooth over the last 5 months, our lead pastor transition that's gone on. And you guys have been wonderfully supportive and have been on board. And man, we couldn't ask for much more than what we've seen in 2017. And so I asked the magic hands of David Saplu, who does an amazing job, such a talented young man who does all of our video stuff. I asked him, I said, you think you could put together something just to kind of give us a brief look at 2017? And he said, sure. So let's take before we take that step to 18, let's look at 2017 together this morning.
True love is calling, I'm coming running, oh, oh, to you. Though I am broken, grace is my welcome, oh, oh, to you. I'm coming home to you, I'm coming home to you. love to my last breath. You're my first love to my final breath. You're my first love to my last breath. You're my first love to my final breath. You're my first love to my last breath. You're my first love to my final breath. I'm coming home to you. I'm coming home to you.
Video is only a snapshot of everything that happened over here in the life of our church. There's so many of you, I'm seeing you right now, that you're a huge part of what we do here every week, and your face wasn't up on the video screen. Maybe you were avoiding the camera, whatever reason. But for so many of you, you are part of what's going on here week to week, and I begin to think about some things that happened last year that weren't on the screen. I think about our Kids City Director, Josh Summit, who led our children to do a new event this summer called Kids Create that was just a tremendous success. Think about our ladies' ministry, and this is such an important and vital part of our church who, I believe, kind of in the spring of last year said, we want to bring back our ladies' time of prayer. And we have a group of ladies who every Tuesday morning are faithful and praying over the life of our church. And what a blessing that is for our church. Our men who last spring and in the fall came together for two men work days and just worked incredibly hard on those days and helped us in so many ways. And just our campus, I was thinking about it the other day when I was out here in the snow taking pictures of our campus. Our campus has never been more beautiful than it is right now because of the efforts of people like that and our congregation. Think about our youth movement. We saw a snapshot of them and their successes in teen talent this year, but what you didn't see was their local outreach here in our community and in Savannah and mission trips that they've gone on. And then you did see our two of our biggest events of the year, Easter Family Picnic Day, and then probably our most fun event of the year, our outdoor service. Man, what a day that was. Aren't you glad it's not today? You thought it was cold that day. But what a tremendous year. And then the thing that just blows me away is the generosity of this church. Begin to run the numbers and the figures of all the things that you guys did and gave to last spring, giving again to say we want to support four missionaries who are all over the globe. In September, we were looking down the barrel of our own hurricane, but we asked you to give toward hurricane relief in Texas, and you guys gave. 3 weeks later, our missionary from Colombia is here. You guys supported 16 students for another year and gave $1,200 that would buy a motorcycle for a pastor. And that's like buying a brand new car for a pastor here. You know, you bought a motorcycle for a pastor there. And then in December, we gave over $1,600 to support families right here in our community in Effingham County. Wow. What a year that God blessed us with in 2017. And I'm so thankful for all that God has done. And I just want to thank God. I'm thankful for you. I'm thankful for God's blessings. I'm thankful for the opportunity to be here at this moment in time to see what it is that God has for us next. And instead of opening up the message today by saying, let's pray for the message, let's pray a prayer of thanks. God, thank you for every face that was in that video today who's heard the gospel this year. For every person who's in this room today who knows you as their Savior. For every life all over this planet, people we don't even know that are affected to know you as their Savior, Jesus, because of people who gave in this room. Thank you for families here in Effingham County who had a brighter Christmas because of the generosity of people in this room. Thank you, God, for teachers and leaders and singers and musicians and servants who serve in this body. Thank you, God, for blessing us with your presence and with your anointing and with lives touched and souls saved and people changed, God, through the power of the gospel. We thank you for 2017, and we praise you, God, for what you've done, and we give you all the praise for it. Amen. Turn with me in your Bibles this morning to the book of 2 John. Now, 2 John's at the very end of the New Testament, okay? So just keep turning. It's the fourth to the last book in the Bible. So if you're going from the back, you've got Revelation, you've got Jude, you've got 3 John, and then you land on 2 John. It's easy to miss because it's just one chapter. But I want us to read a verse of Scripture, actually 4 verses from the book of 2 John, and this is going to be our theme verse for our vision for this year that we're about to show you. Now, this is John the Apostle. He spent a lot of time with Jesus. He was on this planet longer than any other apostle and disciple of Jesus. So when John talks, I want to listen, because he knows what it was like to be with Jesus every day. And so this is what John tells us. In 2 John, verse 3, I'm going to read from the Message this morning. It'll be up on the screen if you don't have your Bibles, but from the Message. Let grace, mercy, and peace be with us in truth and love from God the Father and from Jesus Christ, Son of the Father. I can't tell you how happy I am to learn that many members of your congregation are diligent in living out the truth exactly as commanded by the Father. But permit me a reminder, friends, and this is not a new commandment, but simply a repetition of our original and basic charter, that we love one another. Love means following His commandments, and His unifying commandment is that you conduct your lives in love. This is the first thing you heard, and nothing has changed. Our three-word vision this year for 2018, you've seen it on the banners, you saw it in your seat this morning, is love your city. Just like the banner that's going to be on the platform all year. And we wanted to get these made so you could take these home with you and find a place to put them. Put them on your refrigerator or by your desk at your office or in your car or at your mirror or wherever you want to put it, so that you can be reminded of our three-word vision for 2018, love your city. And our six-word vision statement, hear His heart and show His love. That's our statement for this year that we're going to hear over and over and over. Hear His heart and show His love. And our goal for this year is very simple. It's to do what you just saw in the video. And that is to live, speak, do, and love just like Jesus. Now the verses we read in 2 John this morning perfectly fit for us at this time in our church. And they serve as a reminder of the two most important principles that we can build our foundation on, and that is these two words that show up in this passage. Truth and love. Truth and love. Now, the truth is that these slides are going to look like garbage because I just realized my fault that the font that I use to create all these slides is not on that computer. And for all of you who know how much a perfectionist I am, it is only by the help of the Lord that I don't go to my car and go home right now. I am dying inside right now. I just want you to know that. I mean, I've worked hard on those slides, like y'all, I'm telling you. So everybody just give me a little aw. It'll be all right, Pastor, right? All right. So anyway, it's going to look like trash, but you're going to get it, okay? All right, well, let's just get it out there, all right? Let's just get it out there, all right. Here we go. My first mistake of 2018. It's over. And at least she's still sitting. See, she could have left right there. So truth and love is what it's all about. Now, okay, let's look at that passage again. Now that you've heard, and you knew anyway because it's been on your seat, you've seen the banners, love your city is our theme. Hear his heart. Show his love, share his love is our vision for this year. So now let's kind of look at it through what we just read again, okay? Looking at that verse again, this is what we're hearing from John. Let grace, mercy, and peace be with us in truth and love from God the Father and from Jesus Christ, Son of the Father. Now, John says, I can't tell you, and he's talking to a local church here. I can't tell you how happy I am to learn that many members of your congregation are diligent in living out the truth exactly as commanded by the Father. But permit me a reminder, friends, that this is not a new commandment, but simply a repetition of our original basic charter, that we love each other. And love means what? Following His commandments. And His unifying commandment is that you conduct yourselves in love. And this is the first thing you hear. And nothing has changed. So this morning, I'm going to answer four questions for you that answer, what are we going to do with this vision? What is this vision? How is it going to flow out of our church and out of our lives? And here are the four questions. What kind of love are we talking about on the banner? What kind of love are we talking about? What is our city? How do we hear His heart, and how will we show His love? So let's look at the first question. What kind of love are we talking about, okay? Are we talking about, I love the Georgia Bulldogs tomorrow night, right? Are we talking about, I love that hamburger that I'm going to have for lunch, or whatever it is that's coming here in the next little bit, okay? What kind of love are we talking about? Because we know today that our world is filled with love everywhere, especially when it comes to romantic love, right? Right? We've got books, we've got music, we've got TV shows, we've got movies, we've got novels that tell us what the perfect romantic love looks like. But real love is scarce. Thank you. Good point for an amen. Because real love is all about caring and sharing and giving and sacrifice. And Jesus said loving somebody so much that you would die for them. That's real love. See, we all yearn to love somebody else and to be loved, but we see few examples of that type of real love in our lives. There's plenty of people who are going after everything in life for themselves, right? They're looking out for number one, but without the part of their selves that wants to reach out and touch and be with somebody else. But Jesus is the antithesis of society's prevailing values because He is truth and He is love in person. So John, who's been hanging out with Jesus all these years, knows Him well, comes to a church years later, like probably 96 or so AD, and writes these words 60 years after Jesus has ascended back to heaven and says, guys, it's all about one thing. It's all about love, and it's all about two things. It's all about love, and it's all about truth. It's real basic is what he's saying. And if you read the book of John, And if you read 1 John, 2 John, 3 John, and even into the beginning of Revelation, you'll see that there's a theme that John has. He talks a lot about truth and about love. And so with so many different uses of the word love, the question is, what kind of love are we talking about that we're going to love our city with this year? What are we referring to? Well, it's love that is selfless. It's selfless love. It's the love that John talked about in 1 John 4:19 when he said, we love. You can finish the sentence, because he first loved us, right? The only way we can love anybody else with true, genuine, real love is because we understand the love that the Father first had for us. Now, John says that's it. So when we're talking about love, what kind of love? We're talking about selfless love. We're talking about giving love. I'm not just talking about the love that says, hey, I love you, I hope everything's okay, have a nice day kind of love. That's as shallow as, you know, a puddle of water in your driveway. Real love, like we're talking about on the banner and on the sheet and what you're going to hear about all year, is love that says, I'm going to go the extra mile. I'm going to give of myself. I'm going to get out of my box. I'm going to be selfless. I'm going to look out for somebody else, because what God has done inside of me and what he has placed inside of me is not something that he put there for me to hoard and to keep for myself and to wrap like a big love blanket around me just to hold me and make me feel good. God put his love inside of me that I can give it to somebody else. Amen? So that selfless love, and John says real love, and this is tough. John says real love is that we follow his commandments. Well, where in the world did John get that verse from? Well, Jesus said, if you love me, you will obey my commandments. Right? So John's just echoing 60 years later to a church, probably in the area of Ephesus somewhere, saying, if you really love him, the first thing you'll do is you'll follow his commandments, which is the truth side of the coin. And we live in a world where we've got truth turned upside down. Give me that amen. We don't even know what truth is anymore in our nation. But we can find what truth really is by looking at the life of Jesus. So we love, first of all, love looks like us living out the truth. Nobody wants to receive your caring and sharing and sacrificial love as a Christian if it's not real and genuine. There's enough artificial junk out there. John is challenging us to live it out and be the real deal. We got plenty of hypocritical Christians. Y'all gonna help me or not? Amen. Let's not be one of those. John says the unifying commandment is that you conduct your life in love. Sacrificial, giving, sharing, caring, looking out for somebody else, not number one kind of love. That's the kind of love we're talking about. Now here's the second question. What is our city? Now, I don't know about you, but when I first see this, love your city, I'm thinking, I don't live in a city. Because my mind thinks city, I'm thinking Atlanta, the ATL, New York City, okay? I'm thinking skyscrapers and a lot of people and cabs and overpriced pizza, tastes like cardboard and stuff like that. I mean, that's city life. We're rural folks, right? We're country folks. We're out here in the country. We all like to live here because we don't like to live in the hustle and the bustle of the city. But if you drive into Springfield this afternoon or you drive into Rincon, right up the street here, you're going to see a sign that says the city limits. Oh, wow, y'all are helping me preach this morning. The city limits of Rincon, right? So my mind says, okay, well, that's not right. So my city, first of all, is our city is Rincon, Rincon Church of God. Our city is Clio. Amen, Clio back there. Our city is Springfield. Our city is Bloomingdale. Our city is Port Wentworth and Pooler and Savannah and Guyton. You thought I was going to forget you, Guyton. Our city is right here in good old Effingham County. This is our city. But beyond that, our city is something else. And here's how I want you to see it. In Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Jesus is on his way back to heaven to ascend to the Father. The last words he tells the disciples in John 1, 8 is, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you to be my what? Witnesses. You're going to witness. And boy, didn't John do it. I mean, he's writing book on top of book on top of book. 60 years later, he's still hanging around witnessing, saying, I was there. I saw it with my own two eyes. This is what it was like. Even at one point in John's book, he said something about, I saw it. I touched it. It was real. He was right here walking on the planet. And so, in this verse, Jesus says, you're going to be my witnesses. You're going to carry the gospel. And here's what it's going to look like. It's going to start in Jerusalem. And then it's going to go to Judea. And then it's going to go to Samaria. And then it's going to go to the other parts of the world. Now, right now, we're sitting in the uttermost parts of the world from Jerusalem, right? I mean, we're way on the other side. So what does that tell you and me? Somebody got busy. Somebody did the job. Somebody, all bodies of the 120 men and women got out and got after it. Somebody got after it. And here's what's great about that verse. It says that, okay, it's going to start right here in Jerusalem. But then it's going to get out to Judea. It's going to get out to Samaria. And eventually it's going to go to the uttermost parts of the earth. So here's what's happening. Is you got 120 people, all the different call of God on their life. All with, I'm going to preach. Woo, I've just felt it. All with different giftings that God has put in them and gifted with them. All with a different stamp on their head that God has put on their lives. And they realize that they're full of the Spirit, and they start walking and talking and telling everybody about Jesus. And one's going on this side of town, and one's going on that side of town. And there's Paul, and he's in a boat, and he's going here and there and everywhere. And before we know it, the whole area is covered. And 2,000 years later, we're sitting here on Sunday morning in snow of South Georgia with the Bulldogs about to win the national championship. I'm going to get some amens now this morning.
Why speak that prophetically?
Now, that ain't preaching. That's just garbage. All right, just having fun today. But all of that that we see here today is because they did that. Boy, that fires me up. Like, wow, somebody got after it. So here's the second part of that city. Love your city for you means this. It doesn't just mean I love Rincon and Springfield. Love my city. Come here. This is part one of my city. This is my city. Okay? This is my wife of soon to be 22 years. This is part one of my city. All right, come on. My other three parts of my city. Here's the next part of my city. Okay? Come on. All right? These are the other three parts of my city. Okay? My city is not just my wife. My city are my three kids. All right? One in college. Can the offering please be taken again? He goes back today. This is my city, okay? All right, come here, Vicky. The only person who works with me day in and day out. Hurry up, Vicky, come on. I know you can get here quick. Day in and day out, here's our church administrative secretary. And I tell her that she's our unofficial but official seniors pastor. So she loves on y'all and takes care of y'all, don't she? She's so great. Vicky, I love you. Thank you for all you do. My goodness. We're so blessed. And it just keeps going and going and going and going. It gets outside of my house, outside of my bedroom with the person that I lay in the bed with every night, to with the people. Why are you laughing? Well, next month is marriage and family month, so we will get there in February. But it goes beyond here. And see, if I'm doing what I should as a father and I'm planting into this city's about to go to another state. Ooh. And this city will go, and I won't see him much for the next few months, but this part of my city will go and pursue what God's doing in him in another state for a little while. These parts of my city will walk in a dark place called a high school where there's very few people who care about the Lord. And the influence that I have on this part of my city can influence the other parts of where they go in their city. And it goes on and on and on and on. Thank y'all. See, your city is not just city limits of Rincon or the ATL or however you think about city. Loving your city is whoever it is that God has placed in front of you. The person that you buy your stamps from at the post office is a part of your city. The person that you ignore and you, I just want to get about my business, and I'm speaking to me because the Lord convicts me so many times when I'm in the Walmart line or the Harvey's line, I just want to go home and the Lord says, you need to be nice and talk to them and just try to get a conversation with them because they're probably having an awful day. That's part of my city. Part of my city is when somebody comes to my house and do repair at my house, I can be Jesus to them. I was sitting with a friend of mine, another minister, on Friday, and we were having lunch, and I was sharing with him about this vision, and I got to this part, and I was telling him about the city, and I said to him, I said, Wes, right now, as we're sitting here talking, you are my city, because it's just me and you. You are my city right now. Do you understand what I'm saying? This means yes. City's not just this huge thing. Loving your city is wherever you're at in every situation and every moment. That's loving your city. Here's the next thing. How do we hear His heart? Our vision statement is hear His heart, show His love. So this year, if somebody asks you, where do you go to church? Well, I go to Rincon Church of God. Oh, y'all at church with a backwards R. What's that all about? Well, I'll tell you what we're about. It's not just about a backwards R. We're a church that's loving our city. We're hearing His heart and we're showing His love. What's your church about? We're a church that hears His heart and shows His love. By the end of this year, you guys are going to hear that to the point to where you're sick of it, but you're going to know it when somebody asks you, what's Rincon Church of God about? We're a church who hears His heart and shows His love. Let me tell you what we're doing right now to show His love. Let me step into your life right now, if you'll allow me, and show His love. So how do we hear His heart? Well, there's two primary ways that we hear the heart of God. And they're the most basic things. And John's preaching basic stuff, but the most basic things are prayer and the Word of God. Can I just tell you, and I'm going to tell me too, nothing else is going to be invented. There's nothing else that's going to be invented that works better than prayer and the Word. And why in the world do we try to grab onto other garbage that we think is somehow going to work better than prayer and the Word? Jesus set it up. God the Father set it up. It's not going to get any better. It's that simple, prayer and the Word. So we're going to get back to the basics at the beginning of this year of prayer and the Word. How are we going to do that, okay? How are we going to hear His heart? We hear His heart through prayer. So what we've done, you've already heard about it, and boy, I tell you, the Holy Spirit's already working this morning because I could sense, as Pastor Kevin shared and as David shared this morning, that they're in that circle maker study. It's already kind of getting in them. I'm like, boy, praise the Lord. And we started a study this morning in all of our small groups in the Life Center, our two youth small groups and our two adult small groups called the Circle Maker. And it's a study on prayer. So we're starting the year talking about prayer and studying about prayer. Here's the second thing. Next Sunday night, haven't had one of these here at Rincon Church of God in a long time. We're going to have a night of prayer. Next Sunday night, 6 o'clock, we're going to come together and we're going to pray over the vision of our church. There's going to be some things. Pastor Kevin talked about making a circle. We're going to make a circle on some things and say, we're going to pray about these things for the life of our church. If you are a leader in our church in any area, everybody's invited to come. I want everybody to come, but if you're a leader and you serve in any area of leadership in our church, I want to especially invite you to be here that night because we, the leadership, we are going to pray for you and lay hands on you and circle you in prayer and pray for a special anointing and strength and direction and guidance upon you as you lead your ministry this year. It's not just going to be one night of prayer this year. We have nights of prayer scheduled throughout the year. We probably won't do them every month, maybe every couple of months. The National Day of Prayer is May the 3rd. We're going to have a Thursday night of prayer on the National Day of Prayer right here. We are going to be intentional about what we're going to do. I promise you, what you are hearing today, you will continue to hear. It will not fall on the floor and you never hear it again. You will hear it over and over and over and over. Here's the second thing we're going to do. How do we hear his heart? We hear it through prayer. We also hear it through the word. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to invite you, beginning tomorrow, for us as a church to join together. And ushers, if you'll get ready to help me with this, we are going to read through the Gospels together as a church over the next 30 days. Okay? Now, here's what this is going to look like. Go ahead and start passing those out, guys. Okay? I can think of no better way that we hear his heart than we read his words. You read the words of Jesus, you get his heart. So everybody in the room is about to get a hard copy of a 30-day plan to read through the Gospels. It's really super simple. You'll read 3 chapters a day, almost every day until the very end when it might be 2. And this is going to guide you through Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. If you don't know what the Gospels are, that's them. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Those are the preserved stories of people who spent time with Jesus. And it's the stories of Jesus and his life and his ministry. And if we really want to hear what Jesus is about, we'll do that. Now, here's the second thing. As you're getting those, keep listening, okay? If you've got the Bible app, okay? And show what the Bible app looks like, Jack. You may already have that app, okay? It's called the YouVersion Bible app, okay? If you've got that Bible app on your phone, and a lot of you do, you can just do this on your phone. Now, I wanted to make it easy so everybody had a hard copy. So if you read the Bible on your phone and you have that, you can do that on your phone. So get out your phone if you've got that app. Or if you want to get it, you can download it. And this is how it works. You go to YouVersion, you go to Plans. And if you've used YouVersion before, you probably know how to use the plans because there's all kinds of plans there. And you go to Find Plans and you search for the Gospels. Just put in the Gospels. And when you put in the Gospels, it's going to bring up a list. And you want to look for the one that has this picture on it. It's just a picture probably from a movie or something of Jesus. That's the one you're looking for. When you see that picture, that's the plan we're going to follow. Click on it, sign up, and then you can do it right on your phone every day, okay? If that went too fast for you, I'll share with you after church and show you how you can get it. So there's 2 ways that you can read. You can read the hard copy or you can read it on your phone. Over the next 30 days, I'm challenging us all to read through the Gospels together. Will you do it? Thank you. Let's do it together and read through. And when we do that, we'll hear his heart. And as you hear and as you read, listen for the heart of Jesus. What is Jesus saying? What is his heart all about? What is his motivation? What's he doing? What's he saying? What's driving the ministry of Jesus? When you read the Gospels, you'll find out what's driving Jesus. So let's read through the Gospels together, okay? You know how we also hear his heart? You're hearing his heart right now. We hear his heart through coming together in worship and hearing the word. We hear his heart through worshiping together, through being a part of a small group, being a part of the youth movement. All those are ways that we hear his heart. No man is an island. No man was created to do life alone. When Jesus said, follow after me, he didn't say, follow after me, just me and you, and we're going to go have a good time together. Jesus said, follow after me, and we're all going to do this together. I need you. You need me. You need the person beside you. You need everybody in this room. We need each other. So part of hearing his heart is being together. And we always get a good bump at the beginning of the year. People are like, here we go, beginning of the year. Let's get back into church. I'm glad for it. Now just stay and keep it. Be here every Sunday. Get here as much as you can. And it's a way you can hear his heart. Now here's the last question. How are we going to show his love? Today is the beginning of a series. We're going to talk about how to love your city all month long. And I'm throughout the month, I can't share it all with you today, but I'm going to be sharing specific ways throughout the year that we are going to show his love. But in Matthew chapter 22, one of the things that we hear Jesus say when he's asked, what's the greatest commandment? Jesus said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, with all your mind. It's the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. And when we hear his heart, and we love him, when we begin to hear Jesus' heart, Something's going to happen. We're going to fall deeper in love with Him. We're going to become more like Him. And then the automatic reaction and the output is going to be what happens in verse 38 and 39. We're going to start loving our neighbor more like ourselves when we get a little closer to Jesus. It's an automatic reaction of what happens. See, here's what I think happens a lot in the American church. We have created an atmosphere where we just come in, we do what we do, and then we kind of disperse. And we've created this atmosphere where it's like, well, I can choose whether or not I step out and do all that stuff you're talking about. It's a choice for me. Well, can I just tell you, it's not a choice. All of us have sat in school before and had one of those multiple choice tests. I've had tests that I looked at and it became multiple guess instead of multiple choice. Anybody remember the nightmare of the SAT? B, 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 B. Because somebody said one time, when in doubt, B. I did a lot of B's that day. And that was probably my average because of that, or even worse. But when it comes to following Jesus, it's not multiple choice. It doesn't look like this. There's not two choices where we say, okay, I can follow Jesus by myself. I'm going to follow Jesus personally and quietly. That's my choice, A. Or B, follow Jesus openly, showing Jesus to my world and my city. There's not multiple choice when it comes to following Jesus. When you signed up for B. I was about to say I'm sorry. I'm not sorry, because that's the way it works. We don't get to sign up to follow Jesus and just say, I'm going to stay on His coattails all the way to glory. Just I'm going to stay as close to Him, and I don't want the world to get on me. Don't get on me, world. I don't want to get in the world. I don't want the world to get on me. There's Christians like that. None here, of course, but you know, just follow just as close as I can to the Lord, and I just can't get out of that. That's not what we were called to do. We're called to walk close to Him, but we're called that we're walking so close that some of Him gets off of us and it gets on somebody else. That's what we're called to do. We have to be a church. We must become a church. And the church must become a place where we're no longer come and see, but go and be. If you need a tweetable moment today, a Facebook one, that's it. We've got to become a church. We must become. Not come and see, but go and be. Be the light. Be the salt. And over the next few weeks, you're going to hear of opportunities. We're going to give you, talk about specific ways that this year we're going to love our cities. Specific ways we're going to love our families. Specific ways that we're going to put this in action. And for some of us, it may be a step outside of the box to do that. But I believe it's something that God is calling us to as a church, and something that God wants us to do. You have a choice. Will you love your city like never before in 2018? Will you love every person that you come in contact with a greater determination and asking the Lord for a greater anointing on your life to love? On my own, I can't give that kind of love. On my own. That's why I've got to hear His heart, so that He pours that inside of me. Because if He's not pouring it out, if He's not pouring it in me, you better believe it's not going to come out. Because there's too much of me in me. That's why I need to pull up under the table and in the prayer closet and in the Word and allow Him to pour in me so it can get out. I'm going to close with this story. And as I do, I want to ask the worship team to come and get into place. And they're going to close with a song this morning. But I want to close with a story this morning. This song that they're going to do today. I guess it was about, and Kevin, you just kind of start playing. It was about 10 years ago. I first heard this song. And, you know, you hear a song, and we may have done this song before here years ago, but you hear a song sometimes, and it grabs hold of you, but to me, what I love is when I hear a story behind the song. 2007, Chris Tomlin, who's one of the absolute best worship leaders and songwriters of our generation, who writes with the Passion Group. Louis Giglio, the founder of that. We do a lot of his studies and his messages and stuff like that. Matt Redman, David Crowder, all those guys were birthed out of that Passion Movement. But Chris Tomlin tells a story about being in Belfast, Ireland one night for a concert. He said he was in the back, and there was a local group from Belfast called Blue Tree who were leading worship. And one of the members of his band, Daniel Bashta, who does a lot of co-writing and leading with Tomlin, came back and he said, "Chris, are you hearing this band and this song that they're doing?" And Chris said, "No, man, I'm just back here kind of getting ready for the service." He said, "Well, you got to hear this song." So by the time Chris got out there, they were done with the song. And Chris got with them later on. And Thomas says that he got with them and he said, "Guys, I want to hear this song that I heard about." And they begin to play this song called "God of the City." And Chris said, "I was just blown away by the lyrics of this song. But it didn't really grab me until I heard the story of the song." This band, who was just kind of like our group, you know, a local church leading worship band from Belfast, Ireland, had the opportunity. Somebody said, "You want to go on a mission trip to Bangkok, Thailand?" "Sure, yeah, let's go to Bangkok, Thailand." So they show up in Bangkok, Thailand, which that city is one of the worst, most perverted sexual cities on the planet. It's ravaged with sexual immorality, with prostitution, with sex slaves trade, and it's just an awful place to be. But they're in that city trying to be salt and light. And they're playing somewhere, and the owner of a brothel finds them and asks them, will they bring their band to come and play in the brothel? Now, if you don't know what a brothel is a place where men go, they get alcoholic drinks, and prostitutes come in, and they get one, and they go buy a prostitute and do what they do. So this worship band, now imagine this group. This worship band from Belfast is in Bangkok. They sing English, speak English. They get chosen to go into this brothel to sing. And the owner said, "Here's the only thing. You guys can come and sing as long as you want if you'll bring all your people and they'll drink drinks." Well, the leader of the band's like, "Well, guys, we don't drink alcohol. So what if we go in there and drink Cokes all night?" He said, "Absolutely, come on in." So not just the band, but their whole mission team all go into this brothel. And they begin to drink Cokes. And they're just sucking down the Cokes. And the guys are beginning to sing worship songs in the brothel. Now, they're in Thailand, so nobody understands the words. So they're singing Jesus songs. I mean, and the leader of the band said, "I looked over my left shoulder out the window one time, and I see these," he said, "I think they were British tourists." So they could understand what we were singing. And he said, so they're looking in like, how are these Jesus songs coming out of a brothel? Well, the leader of the band said, he said, we're in that environment. We're singing these Jesus songs. And he said, as we're singing, and we're kind of in the middle of a gap between one song to the next, he said, the Lord gave me a song. He said, it wasn't a song that we had sat down and tried to hammer out and get all the words and the lyrics and the rhymes and the flow just right. He said, I began to sing these words over this city. I began to sing these words over the people in this brothel, and I began to sing, you're the God of this city. You're the Lord of these people. You're the King of creation, you are. You're the hope for the hopeless. You're the light in the darkness. There is no one like our God. There is no one like our God. And then the chorus, I mean, it's just coming to them. They begin to sing, greater things have yet to be done, and greater things are yet to be seen in this city. And they begin to sing this over this environment in this brothel in Bangkok, Thailand. That was the song that Daniel Bashta, Chris Tomlin's, one of his musicians, came back and said, Chris, you got to hear this song. Chris gets the song. They're going on a world tour with Passion. He meets the band. He says, can we use this song? Absolutely, you can use it. And a song that it would just have stayed in Belfast in a local church became a worldwide song because Tomlin was in the right place to hear that song, get permission to use it 10 years ago. And here today, we're talking about a song that we can sing over our city, over our family. Because we are redefining the word city as we're going to see it this year. We're redefining it to say, when we say you're, when they sing in a moment, you're the God of this city, we're singing, you're the God of my family. You're the God of my children. You're the God of my marriage. You're the God of my lunchroom. You're the God of my Walmart. You're the God of my workplace. You're the God of every place I set my foot, as I'm reminded the words of God to Joshua. Every place you set your foot will be yours. Why can that not be true for us today as we claim that in the name of Jesus? At every place we go, we will love. We will hear His heart. We will share His love. Guys, sing this song for us this morning. And if you know it, begin to sing along with them today.
You're the God of this city. You're the King of these people. You're the Lord of this nation. You are. You're the light in the darkness. You're the hope to the hopeless. You're the peace to the restless. You are. There is no one like our God, and there is no one like our God. 'Cause greater things have yet to come, and greater things are still to be done in this city. Greater things have yet to come. Greater things are still to be done in this city. You're the God of this city. You're the King of these people. You're the Lord of this nation. You are. You're the light in this darkness. You're the hope to the hopeless. You're the peace to the restless. You are. There is no one like our God. Greater things are still to be done in this city. And greater things have yet to come. And greater things are still to be done in this city. For greater things have yet to come. And greater things are still to be done in this city. And greater things are still to be done here. Greater things have yet to come. Greater things to see.
How can we sing this? Because of this line.
There is no one like God.
Say that again today, over your situation today.
There is no one like our God.
Say it again.
There is no one like our God.
First verse.
You're the God of this city. You're the King of these people. You're the Lord of this nation.
Speak it today.
You are.
Speak it over our cities.
You're the light in this darkness. You're the hope to the hopeless. You're the peace to the restless. You are.
If you say today, I want God to use me this year to love my city like never before, I want you to lift up your hands and just begin to give that to Him today. Say, Jesus, I offer myself today. I've heard your word, and I'm in. I'm in today. Use me today, Lord, to love my city, to love my spouse, to love my children, to love those on my job, to love those at my lunch table, to love those in my classroom, to love those that are my clients, to love those that I come into contact with at the hair salon, at the gas station, at Walmart. God, use us, we pray. Love through us. May, as we've read today, truth and love flow through us today. And we speak those things over our cities today, that greater things are still to come for our families. Greater things are still to come for Rincon, Georgia. Greater things are still to come for Effingham County. Greater things are still to come for our workplaces and our jobs and our finances. Greater things are still to come for Rincon Church of God in 2018. God, use our hands, use our feet, use our lips, use our testimonies, use our lives, flow through us, anoint us, and equip us to be your hands and feet. In the dark places like a brothel in Bangkok, wherever you may send us, God, help us to hear your voice and to be used by you. God, we pray for that today. We choose today to step into the vision that you have for us, to love our cities like never before. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. It begins tomorrow. Tomorrow, we begin hearing his heart together as we read Matthew 1, Luke 1, and John 1 in your reading. God bless you. Thank you for being here today. Have a wonderful Sunday, and we'll see you back here on Wednesday night for Family Ministries Night. God bless you.